The FDA says it's been sending the company warning letters since 2002. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Center for Communication Network, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, of course, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who's certainly taught at the university level, worked in the Reagan Department of Education, testified before congressional committees, he's worked in corporations as an advisor, but he's a researcher, and now he's a regular writer at World Affairs, at News Reviews. That's newsreviews.com, and of course he appears regularly here with us every Friday at the American Freedom Network, or I should say at the Genesis Network. We do the American Freedom early in the morning, but this is the Genesis Network. Dennis, thanks so very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what are we going to pick up and talk about today?
Well, latest News with Views column I have is titled Obamacare, and it will be followed. I usually have a column at least every other Monday. It'll be followed by a two-part series called Ministers of Euthanasia. But the reason I mention that is because there are elements of Obamacare that lead into that. And what I'm showing here is specifically Obamacare, but then very much like that secret Nazi plan series I had, showing how that's really part of a larger picture, a larger effort. Just like people think that Hitler and the rise and fall of the Nazis was just an aberration in history, a really shocking, horrible event which came and went, I have attempted to show how that's just one element of a larger plan, a subset within which National Socialism and the Nazis occurred. Same thing with Obamacare. Obamacare is not something isolated. It's not. It doesn't stand on its own. It's not something that's just concocted recently. It's part of a larger scenario which is transpiring, and so that's why there'll be a two-part series following this called "Ministers of Euthanasia." And the reason I use that term is because back in 1907. There was a book called Lord of the World, which said there would be, quote, ministers of euthanasia in 1998, beginning. And it would be under American socialism, is the way it said it. But that's for the future. This current article is Obamacare with a question mark. I don't know how much care we're going to get. But as usual, when I have a News with Views column, I begin with a note about some sort of issue of current interest. And this one is, there was some interest in my earlier series called Conditioning by Music. And one point I want to make is that whenever one writes a column like this, it's usually rather an outline almost, because there's almost always a lot of additional material and examples. So what I'm doing here, this note, is showing that the points that I were making were not singularly occurring. In other words, it was just an example. So in this case, I'm giving an example of just a few of the many that exist to make the point that I was trying to make. And so, for example, last time I mentioned that old black magic as part of a historical pattern that was interjected into our music industry to change the culture. There are other ones, and so I'm giving another example, Witchcraft, for example. It was released in 1957, and it was made popular by Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, and others. Now, Elvis had another song called Witchcraft, which he wrote, or I don't know if he wrote it, but he's the one that sang it in 1968, with some slightly different lyrics, although that one's bad enough. But he also sang this one from 1957. And the point is, here we are, 1957, and you think of the Eisenhower era, and, you know, slow and easy America, Nazi and Harriet, and the traditional family, and everything's very nice, and the values are very nice, and so on. But you notice that during these earlier periods, they're interjecting these items. In this case, a song, which is literally designed to undermine the Judeo-Christian values, biblical values. And they would pound these types of songs over the airwaves, you know, day after day after day, you know, number one or number 10 or whatever on the hit parade, and you'd hear it over and over again. And so they would get these very popular singers like Sinatra, Elvis, to do this. And so just listen to the lyrics of this song. And ask yourself, why would these really, really important vocal artists be singing this? I mean, what music producers would actually think, yes, this is a good thing to put into people's minds? Why would millions of Americans sit in front of their TVs or radios and actually listen to this over and over again? These are the lyrics. Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. I mean, think about this. Somebody's conscience is being stripped, and the public is supposed to say, yeah, sounds good to me. All right, here we're continuing. And I've got no defense for it. You know, forget the Bible, right? I've got no defense for it. The heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? Question mark, then it says, because it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. I mean, it's clear, you know, the person knows what this stuff is, wicked witchcraft, and although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says, yes, indeed in me, proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch. Because there's no nicer witch than you. Now, why would millions and millions of people think, oh, isn't this wonderful? It really is a statement of the times. And this is during a, you know, a very traditional era of, you know, nice church-going families and so on. And, I mean, anybody can come up with a song. You know, anybody can write a song like this. But the point is, the American public, through its, you know, purchasing of 78 records or 45s or whatever this came out in, and, you know, it's playing over and over and over again on the radio, says something. I mean, it says something about a people who are calling themselves biblical people and at the same time, you know, clapping on the Ed Sullivan Show or whatever it is for this song. I mean, these lyrics, if you really stop and think about it, are horrible. Absolutely horrible, but yet this was in 1957, and the reason I'm saying this is just this is just an example of what was happening in the culture to show there was this tremendous change being pushed and apparently accepted by the American public. Do you know of any other examples? Dr. Sand?
No, I can't think of any, but I'm sure that, you know, there are so many of them. We were seeing, certainly, not necessarily in music, but we were seeing all these television programs
sure.
about I Dream of Jeannie, and you know, she was just the nicest witch you ever saw. And we were beginning to get accustomed to the idea that witchcraft was sort of funny, very, very clever. But they were changing our outlook on the occult. That's what it was all about.
Yeah, there's a girl now, I think this ABC's Dancing with the Stars just came back on for its next season. And one of the women, the female celebrities had starred in Sabrina, the Teenage Witch. So, you know, it's not just I Dream of Jeannie witch. Now we had Sabrina, the Teenage Witch. You know, and this is fun.
And because it was a program Bewitched. That was another one of those programs
sure.
in the series. All of it designed to change our outlook on the supernatural and funny, sexy. But, of course, we were beginning to turn our back on God at that time and to lose the biblical foundation that once made America the envy of the world. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Kennedy right here at Genesis. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927? That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold.
gold.
For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest, of course, is Dr. Dennis Kelly. So, Dennis, go on with the old black magic.
Well, these are just some examples of what happened, and, of course, they could have set the stage for these various TV shows like I Dream of Jeannie and Bewitched and Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and they usually try to make something horrible seem either adventuresome or funny or whatever, and that's supposed to lure people into acceptance of it. But in addition, one can see conditioning by music in not just in songs or popular songs, but in TV ads for certain medicines, as I had mentioned earlier, with possibly fatal side effects. The announcer recites the benefits of certain medications, and it's in a slightly positive tone of voice. And then as the possibly deadly side effects, you know, if you take this, you may have a heart attack or stroke or whatever described, what you often hear is a sort of soothing music that might be played in lessening the apprehension of the viewer and listener and so on. And so these things are used. Music is used. Art is used. Bertolt Brecht used to say that art is not a reflection of reality, but a hammer with which to shape it or mold it. And so these are devices that are used to condition the American public. And also relevant to my recent another recent series I had, the Falling Away series, there was an article by Joel Stein in Time magazine on August 17th, about a month ago, and he wrote "Cheating Rocks." In that series I had, Falling Away, I talked about how they condition the people to accept cheating. And so here he is, August 17th, and he writes a column called Cheating Rocks, and therein he stated, quote, "There is a dangerous anti-cheating sentiment in this country. We need to stop pretending we are honest and instead be honest about cheating." And he goes on and says, "I have long been an advocate of cheating. It started when my dad fooled an IRS auditor." So here you have in Time magazine this promotion of cheating. Also in the Lisa Miller's column, this one was in Newsweek, the August 24th through 31, the weekly edition there, Newsweek. And her column was titled, "We Are All Hindus Now." There was an early one titled, "We Are All Socialists Now." So, you know, it's not just a one-world economy, one-world government. There's a one-world religion. And so her column sort of sets the stage for this and says, "We are all Hindus now." And in there she writes, quote, "Recent poll data show that conceptually at least we are slowly becoming more like Hindus and less like traditional Christians in the ways we think about God, ourselves, each other, and eternity." And she goes on and says, according to a 2008 Pew Forum, P-E-W, Pew Forum survey, 65% of us believe that, quote, single quote here, many religions can lead to eternal life, in single quote, including 37% of white evangelicals, the group most likely to believe that salvation is theirs alone, end quote. Now, that shows, as I indicated, in the 1950s, if you have these people going to church on Sunday morning and listening to a biblical message and then coming home and, you know, watching some variety show on TV where they're singing witchcraft and all these religious people just smiling, "Oh, isn't that nice," and so on. This conditioning process eventually results in this type of poll data. That it used to be one had to accept Jesus Christ in order to be saved. It wasn't just a message of the Bible; it was sort of common sense. If you go up to heaven and say to God, you know, it looks like a great place. I'd like to come in, but by the way, I think your son, you know, the one that you say died this horrible death on the cross for me, I think he's really either a liar or some kind of deranged lunatic with delusions of grandeur. He thinks he's you. Ha ha ha! Like that. I mean, just imagine, just from a common sense viewpoint, what God would say. You know, I mean, if let's say somebody came up to your house. Whoever you are, the listener, and say, "Hi, you got a great place. Can I come in, for a while?" But by the way, I got to tell you, your son is either an idiot. I mean, just from a common sense viewpoint, it's nutty to think that way. But apparently, that's what we're doing now. You know, as this revealed, we have lost, including 37% of evangelicals. Think that this should be the group, most likely, as this says, to believe that salvation is theirs alone. Now they believe there are, quote, many religions can lead to eternal life.
Well, you know, we carry a tape set. It's called Amazing Clips. They're video clips, and I believe we probably have it on DVD as well. But there you'll, in this, all these amazing things that have happened, and there you'll hear Billy Graham at the Robert Schuller's church saying, there are many ways to God. You don't necessarily have to be a Christian to get into heaven. Now, why would Billy Graham say something like that? This isn't staged. This is what he said. And this is what George Bush said. And, of course, George Bush claims that he became a evangelical, born-again Christian after taking a walk on the beach with Billy Graham. If anybody would like to get that, it's called The Amazing Clips. I'd hate to shatter your dream, but look around you and ask yourself, why is America in the terrible straits it is today? And why haven't our religious leaders, of course, done something to stop the steady descent of America? But go right ahead.
Well, because I just don't know exactly what happened when, but I'll just point out a couple of things. In terms of, let's take two really contrasting individuals. Let's take Billy Graham, and then let's take the Pope of the Catholic Church. Billy Graham started out pretty much in the 1940s. He was rather obscure. He hooked up with George Beverly Shea. A lot of people would go up to the concerts really to hear George Beverly Shea. Billy Graham would deliver a powerful, biblically-based message on Jesus, but he was going nowhere. I mean, it was a good, typical Protestant evangelical sermon, but he was going nowhere until what happened? Until Henry Luce, you know, the Skull and Bones guy, and a couple of his friends decided, we're going to give this fellow publicity. We're going to build this fellow up. And then over the time, he, you know, starts getting familiar with presidents and heads of state and so forth and so on. And after a while, well, you know, the old prime minister so-and-so, gee, I can't believe God would send him to hell. And he's, you know, he's a good Hindu, of, you know, leader of Pakistan, whatever. And so their view sort of changes. It changes. Same thing with the popes. Popes, prior to the last couple of popes, used to say, well, a long time ago, if you're not a Catholic, you're not saved, you're going to hell. Then that changed in the 50s and 60s, and they had the Second Vatican Council opening up the windows, they said, to the church, you know, and they got together with Protestants, and they had a new Bible and so forth that was acceptable to Protestants and so on. But there was still sort of you really sort of need to believe that Jesus is not some maniacal liar, that he really is the Son of God, you know. I mean, just for the sake of the truth, there is an unforgivable sin, after all, in the Bible, if they still believe in that. Sin against the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is defined as a spirit.
We're going to have to interrupt you, but we'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, as we carry a number of his books, The Road to Socialism, his book, let's see, it's called Conspiracy, Secret Records Revealed, his books on mental health screening, his books on Timeline for the New World Order, Educational Timeline for the New World Order, and certainly anything else he has in print, why we carry here at Radio Liberty, and you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. The books on mental health screening are far more than that. They go into every aspect of the various conspiratorial organizations and forces we talk about today. And there are two of them plus a pamphlet. And you can, of course, get his material at newsofthews.com, where he writes a regular column. But let's get back to what we were talking about. Pick the story up there, Dr. Cuddy.
Okay. What I was saying at the time was a sort of a comparison of what happened over the last 60 years, and I took the two contrasting views of Protestant leaders such as Billy Graham and then the Catholic leader, the Pope, and show, I was saying how a similar sort of thing happened. And this is, like I said, part of a larger plan that's supposed to move us toward a one-world religion. And just like Billy Graham, Dr. Stan was mentioning, said, you know, there are many paths to heaven. The Pope, at least up until the last two, made some general attempt to explain that Jesus needed to be part of this belief system somehow. But the last two, the current one, Pope Benedict, and then the one before him, John Paul II, both said that good Hindus go to heaven, good Buddhists, and so on. And so, like Dr. Stan has mentioned, there's a sort of an occultic element behind a lot of this stuff. There's the one world government, one world economy, but in terms of religion is where it shows up a lot. Now, there is a book of mine, Now is the Dawning of the New Age, New World Order. The first and second editions are out of print. But just to give you an idea of how this stuff sort of slips in, 100 years ago, you would have Pope Leo, who was Pope of the Catholic Church, and then the Pope Benedict before the current Pope. And they would be railing, you know, against these insidious modernists, as they called it, trying to undermine traditional biblical teaching. And Pope Benedict, the one before this one, the one that wrote Bonum Sane back in 1920, I think, or maybe 25, talking about you know, the church, this Christian church is being undermined, infiltrated, and he talked about socialism was bad. You know, well, now the popes and all of these politicians think, yeah, socialism sounds good to us. Let's, you know, they have a socialist national healthcare system and so on. So, but in terms of religion, I'm going to read this one part. This will take a little bit, but I want to show you. This comes from my book, Now is the Dawning of the New Age, New World Order. And I'll show you how the big change occurred. Sort of like the change in Billy Graham, same thing was in the Catholic Church. Here we go. This is from my Now is the Dawning book. In 1975, Miroslav Katlarsik, Art of the Living Word, that was a book, was published with a preface by Cardinal Karol Wojtyla. That would be the future Pope John Paul II. Katlarsik had founded the Rhapsodic Theater, and he and his wife lived with Karol Wojtyla in Krakow, Poland, during the Second World War. According to George Williams, this is a book, The Mind of John Paul II, this was published in 1981, Katlarsik was friend and mentor to Karol Wojtyla, who became a leading member of the Rhapsodic Theater. Commenting on the book, The Art of the Living Word, Williams states this, quote, this is a quote, "As one takes note of a few of the names and titles dealt with by Katlarsik, one will recall that his book, wherein they are mentioned, has in its subtitle the word magic. In supplying the dates of the original publications, the present writer," that's Williams, "intends to suggest that some of these older works would have been discussed with the youthful Wojtyla," that's the person who would become Pope John Paul II. Katlarsik cited Madame Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, the Russian-born foundress of theosophy, specifically her Isis Unveiled, 1877, and The Secret Doctrine, 1888, Eliphas Levi on the Grand Arcane, 1898, and on the History of Magic, 1922, Ignacy Matuszewski on Mediums, 1896, and The Mystical and Occult in Slovakia, 1903, Julian Okororets on Mental Suggestion, 1887, and The Secret Knowledge in Egypt, 1898, and J. Switkowski on Occultism and Magic Against the Background of Parapsychology, 1939. Wojtyla, that's the one who had become Pope, recited in Slovakia's The King's Spirit. In it is set forth the idea that the whole history of the cosmos was the gradual creation of God, by God, of spirits coming forth from him in ever more perfect forms, dying only to return. Among the spirits are king spirits, incarnating themselves in personages and also in nations. The chief figure is the legendary soldier Er, E-R, who appears in Plato's Republic, Book 10. He reappears in the poem The King Spirit, 1847, as the first Polish king, Popiel, and is successfully reincarnated in a succession of rulers. It will be recalled that Slovaki is the poet of, single quote, the Slavic Pope to come, 1848, who wrote in the same year that the exalted mission, which is due to us, the oldest among the Slavs, is the papacy, which, like the kingdom of God, is not outside us, but within us, end quote. So that gives you an element of how, you know, this occultism and so forth, the rhapsodic theater, the influence upon this young person who would become pope, later on transforms, he starts to accept certain things, and eventually, just like Billy Graham, there are many paths to heaven. And that's where we are today, on this planned journey towards a new world religion, one world religion, as well as a one world government, one world economy. I think it was Alice Bailey said that it's projected to come to fulfillment, I think, in 2025. The one world, new world currency is supposed to be 2018, called the Phoenix. That's when the front cover of the Economist magazine, about 20 years ago, they say you got about 10 more years to go with that. And then Alice Bailey, who wrote about points of light and the New World Order, she used all those terms, said this fulfillment of the plan. She kept calling it the plan. The Ascended Masters have the plan. And that's supposed to come to fulfillment in 2025. So that's where we're headed. And necessarily, you would have to have leaders, Protestant leaders like Billy Graham, Catholic leaders like the Pope, saying not Jesus is the way to salvation, but there are many paths to salvation.
And Billy Graham did a great deal of good. He touched many people's hearts. He brought many people into the kingdom. But of course, he was behind the scenes preaching a gospel that there are many paths to God, which is the antithesis of the Christian faith. Because after all, if there are many paths to God, then Jesus didn't have to come and give his life, and we don't need a savior.
Right, and I conclude this note at the beginning of my Obamacare article after that quotation I give, oh, we are all Hindus now, from Newsweek. The last thing I say in my note is this. I say, remember that President Obama has carried a replica of the Hindu monkey god idol Hanuman in his pocket. So he is perfect for this time. Perfect.
And, of course, you hear my talk on the financial Armageddon. I tell you who Barack Obama really is and tell you what Coreed McLaughlin, Gordon Davidson, two people closely affiliated with the Lucius Trust, say about Barack Hussein Obama. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Cuddy. But I would simply point out that nothing as it appears to be. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, after the final segment of this week's program. So go right ahead.
Okay. I just concluded with the sort of introductory note from my latest News with Views column, which is titled Obamacare question mark, and I begin the main body of the column by saying a great deal of attention has been paid lately to President Obama's proposals for national health care and congressional efforts in that regard, especially HR, meaning House Rules 3200. The actual title of that House measure is America's Affordable Health Choices Act. "Quote unquote," you know, they always give these nice sounding terms, which usually turn out to be the opposite of what they actually say. But anyway, that's the title of it. And in one of my early articles, A Falling Away Part Two, I had referred to an August 11 column by Elise Siegel, and what was important about that, and I'll show why this is relevant here, is Siegel actually supports this most of this stuff. He supports Obama's national health care proposals. You know, he thinks they're fine. However, he had one problem, he said, and he referred to an objectionable provision that could lead to euthanasia. He actually titled his column Obama's Euthanasia Mistake. And he, as a Siegel, a supporter of Obama, noted that Obama's regulatory czar, whose name was Cass Sunstein, is a disciple of euthanasia proponent Judge Richard Posner. There have also been many references to Obama's science czar, and his name is John Holdren, H-O-L-D-R-E-N. Holdren, and Holdren's co-edited books, one was Human Ecology, that's 1973, and another one he had was called Eco-Science, 1977, and they advocated at that time compulsory control of a family size or abortion or sterilization as part of a larger population control agenda. Now, if you ask Holdren about this, he says he rejects any compulsory population control measures. However, it seems to me, if you look at President Obama's proposals, his national health care proposals, there are certain elements of it, as well as H.R. 3200, they still seem to be taken from what I guess you could characterize as an international Planned Parenthood agenda. And specifically, if you look at Planned Parenthood, what it's done over the years, one of the things I mentioned before is a memo that was sent from Frederick Jaffe, J-A-F-F-E. At the time, he was vice president of what was called Planned Parenthood World Population. And at the same time, in March of 1969, that Jaffe sent a memo of proposed measures to, as he called it, improve national health care. See, there's that term. Improve national health care with family planning, a core element. And he said we need to educate for family limitation. And he said there should be bonuses for greater child spacing. See, all of these were part of this March 1969 memo. At the same time that was occurring, there was in Pittsburgh a conference, a pediatric conference, and a Dr. Richard L. Day, who was National Medical Director of Planned Parenthood from 1965 to 68, just before this 1969 conference, this Dr. Day was delivering a speech which was attended by a pediatrician there. His name was Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan. And Dunnigan took some, you know, notes. They would not allow tape recorders, but he was taking some furious notes. And Dunnigan said that Day, who had been with Planned Parenthood, referred to plans for limiting population increase and that euthanasia would be more accepted as the cost of medical care would intentionally be made burdensomely high. Do you think we've had that recently?
Absolutely.
Yes, go on.
No, I was just going to say we actually have Dr. Dunnigan's remarks, interviews with him. It's a four-tape set called The New Order, The Barbarians. One of the most devastating tape sets we have, and believe me, we have a lot of devastating ones. But Dr. Dunnigan, as he reminisces in the early 1990s about Dr. Day's speech, who talks about, of course, this plan to creating new diseases really designed to kill off a large part of the world's population. That's The New Order, The Barbarians. If you haven't heard it, you should.
Yes, and critical to this thing and relative to H.R. 3200 and Obama's plans, it says, as the cost of medical care, now remember this is 1969, as the cost of medical care would intentionally be made burdensomely high, which it has been. This is similar to, as Dr. Sam mentioned, Radio Liberty carries my little booklet, Conspiracy. And the last one-third of that book is looking at 100 years into the future and how Big Brother, I call him the Order, comes to control things. And in there I said, and I wrote this in 1995, and I said, in the future, what they will do is they will do certain coercive measures. In this case, it would be the cost of medical care becomes intentionally burdensomely high so that people say, oh, my goodness, you know, my premiums are going up, up, up. Please, please, government, save me. Give me a national health care plan and so on. Same thing with insurance. Instead of telling you, we are going to tell you what to eat and when to exercise and so forth, because, you know, that may get your back up, right, if the government says that. What they do instead is just like this. You make the cost of medical insurance you know, very, very high. And so they would say, well, you know, unfortunately, the cost of medicine is going way up, and we'll have to increase your insurance from $5,000 a year to $10,000. However, However, if you do, if you follow this list of when you should exercise and what you should eat, we will then not go up so much. And everybody say, "Oh yes, yes, I'll do it." You know, I'll do what you. So that it actually, it's like Orwell said, you will come to love Big Brother. No, Big Brother creates these crises. And you voluntarily, quote unquote, choose to follow Big Brother.
Well, we're going to have to complete this next week, but I guess I'll be away next week, so it'll be the week after that. Anyway, God bless. Thanks so much for being with us, Dennis.
Thanks for having me.
Bye bye. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And just apropos of the things we've been talking about, if you want to know about this, about the Pope, if you want to know about Billy Graham, we actually have the amazing clips. You really need to get it. It's a the DVDs or videos, and we have a very, very short version of that if you don't want to get the whole thing, but it's all worthwhile listening to. And then, of course, we have a book called Billy Graham and His Friends, going into the real Billy Graham, and, of course, who it was that put him in a position of prominence and what the real goal was. And then, of course, we have, as far as for the Catholics, if we want to ruin your day, we, of course, carry the four-tape set. It's entitled The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. Malachi was actually a Catholic, a Jesuit priest who we came to know very well for my interviews with him. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get the four-tape set on the New Order of the Barbarian. My talk on the Forbidden Secret, and of course it's a DVD, comes with a syllabus, but it will give you some insight into where the Greek philosophers fit into this whole thing, who Alexander the Great really was, because of course you can't understand how this man with a little group of about 37,000 Macedonians was able to take on the mightiest armies in the world and defeat them. Logically, that could not have happened, but it did. How do we understand it? Well, you need to know the forbidden secret. All of these items are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. That's the amazing clips, videos, or DVDs. Billy Graham and His Friends. The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. The Forbidden Secret. The New Order of the Barbarians, and let's just throw in there the Financial Armageddon, also very, very informative. We hope that you'll get this material. You have my permission to copy anything that I have produced and help us get it out across America. Now, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we are having the all-day conference. It's going to be on the 25th of October, and if you haven't signed up yet, why, shame on you. If you can possibly make it, you'll find it fascinating. If you are concerned at all about the safety of your family, you probably should have some sort of a weapon to protect them. And we're carrying something called V-Line. They're lock boxes that are simply with the touch of your fingers. It's a secret code that only you know why you can have a loaded weapon in your hand in a moment. And yet, of course, no child is going to get hold of it. And here in California, in many states, this certainly does what the law requires you to. So you can call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927, or go up to our website and simply scroll down to our banners, and you'll see V-Line. We have them. We think they're great. And, this is what a wife would get for the husband who has everything. So please pray for America. Pray for revival. But pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They have to be my views, and of course, for the first half hour, they're going to be your views as well, because we're going to do an open line program. The second half of the hour, where we're going to have Pastor Chuck Baldwin bringing us up to date with what's happening with the Constitution Party and what's happening from his perspective as we look out over the world. So if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, and we'd love to hear from you because open lines doesn't work very well unless somebody calls in. So if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, we're told that things are really getting a lot better, but certainly as far as I'm concerned, here in California, we have about a 12.2% acknowledged unemployment rate. What most people don't understand is that the Central Valley of California, what's the breadbasket of our entire country? Why, of course, there's a 40% unemployment rate. Let me repeat that. In the Central Valley of California, a 40% unemployment rate. Why? Because the federal government has cut off water to the farmers there. They can't grow crops without water, and they've cut off their water supply because there's a 3-inch smelt in the Delta, so they're letting the water simply run out to the ocean and leaving the farmland dry. And, of course, with that, of course, we're not producing any crops there. We're having to import our crops from other country. The federal government really isn't concerned about the 3-inch smelt. The people in positions of power want to destroy the farming base, the agricultural base of our country. And they're using this as an excuse. Oh, my goodness, this smelt, this poor little smelt. So we're going to let, of course, the farmers go bankrupt. 40% unemployment in the Central Valley of California, and you're not hearing about this across America. There's a little bit of information gets out once in a while, but they don't want you to know that the rulers of our country are intent upon destroying the farming bases of our country, the agriculture of our country, and of course they're doing that with genetically modified food as well. I mean, are they going to destroy the chicken industry here? Because the chickens are a lot smarter than the people. They won't eat the genetically modified food. At least this is the story that's being put out now. And we know the genetically modified corn and other products affects the fertility. It's all about population control. They want to destroy generations unborn. They know exactly what they're doing, but they don't want the American people to know. Suddenly, they're destroying the fishing industry here in California. And suddenly, year after year, they come up with phony statistics, and they say, oh, the salmon are we just don't have any salmon. But what you have to understand is we have pictures of the Fish and Game Department actually clubbing salmon to death and electrocuting them, going up to rivers to spawn, and they simply kill them. Why? Because that's how they create the problem. They're not interested in solutions. They're interested in problems and creating problems. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. They've destroyed the automotive industry. They've transferred Chrysler to Fiat, an Italian company that's opening new plants in Mexico and new plants in Italy, but no new plants in America. We've given, the government, federal government owns General Motors. They own 60% of the stock. And we've given them $50 billion so they'll open new plants in China and in India and in Russia and Brazil. What's wrong with this scenario? We'll be back here in just a moment right here at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
With one pandemic here, it's only time until the next one is released. NutraMedical has put together the First Line Defense Kit to help protect you and your loved ones against the next attack. The First Line Defense Kit contains NutraDefense, which blocks viral and bacterial pathogenic attacks on your body. Follow NutraDefense with NutriMmune to boost your natural killer T cells to the maximum, allowing your body to help fight abnormal cells and pathogens. Also included are non-toxic and environmentally friendly defense wipes to destroy all RNA and DNA viruses. Plus, you'll also receive an NIOSH N95 antiviral mask that blocks all viral particles from entering your nose and throat. Last but not least, there's Nutridyne, a super powerful natural universal pathogen killer. Superior to all forms of iodine, Nutridyne protects from nuclear fallout. The First Line Defense is available now and only through NutraMedical.com or by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course we're having an open line until the half hour, so if you got to call in, you're going to have to call in early because Pastor Chuck Baldwin will be with us, hopefully, at the half hour. So Kenny is calling from New Jersey. He was talking about how there were demonstrations in Pittsburgh today, and peaceful demonstrations, and the police and the military. I don't know anything about the military being there, but Kenny says that they were using experimental sound weapons, and there are certain types of weapons that they have now which just almost drive you mad, and certainly experimentally using these on innocent civilians in America. Kenny wants to know why people aren't up in arms, and I simply pointed out that I think as things get worse and worse, I'm hoping there are enough Americans who value freedom that we can take it back. But remember, this is not our government that's doing that. This is their government. And when I talk about their government, I talk about what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness, the people, these wealthy people who worship a different God. So anything else you want to say, Kenny?
No, God bless you, Dr. Stan, for doing the job you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your words of encouragement. Believe me, it's a lonely job sometimes, but...
I know. I feel it when I speak to people, too. There's not many people you could speak to nowadays who are on the same level. Thank God for people like you and the GCN Network.
Well, I think that we're going to find more and more people will be coming to you and saying, hey, Kenny, I remember what you were telling me a year ago, 6 months ago. Tell me about what's going on. I'm hearing this from all across the country, more now than ever before. So God bless. Thanks so much. And let's go to Rick, who's calling from Texas. Hi, Rick. How are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. I'm doing great.
Let me just put out our telephone number once again. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd like to get on here the first half hour, why, we'd love to hear from you. And Rick from Texas wants to stay positive, so you pick up the story.
Yes, sir. I really view what happened today in Pittsburgh and what's going to be happening, at least far as tonight and tomorrow, as a victory. We have to take this as the new Kent State. It's obvious now that they're moving. They're finally going to reveal the illusion of everything what us patriots and info warriors have been saying for so many years. The veneer is fading. It's finally starting to rear its ugly head. So we have to use this move as a judo move and use it against them.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Could I make a suggestion that what you want to do is start asking people, don't start lecturing them, but say, why do you think that they're building all those detention camps all across America? Why do you think they've revitalized the Japanese prison camps that were used during the Second World War? Do you have any idea why they're doing that? Maybe you could tell me. And, you know, most people don't even know about it. Well, you don't know, but go up in the Internet. And of course, Alex Jones has come out with one of the most powerful DVDs you've ever seen. I don't know if it's out yet, but it's called FEMA Camps. It'll be out very soon, certainly in the next week or two. And of course, we've got a four-tape set on concentration camps, we've got a DVD on concentration camps, an older one, but it's still very effective, and we even have a concentration camp special and the information on the planned police state. But if you ask people, and they've never even thought of this, and suddenly you plant ideas in their mind just like the other side does.
Right. I tell you, we've been under a broad spectrum attack for a while. You mentioned the whole food aspect, the water, and the television. And I truly believe once the average couch potato cannot watch that TV, then they're going to start looking around and trying to listen, and that's when we have to grab them.
To get them to quit watching television and turn on to the Genesis Network and the Radio Liberty Network and the American Freedom Network. And there are a lot of great radio networks out there, but at least with radio, why, you almost have to participate. With television, you're mesmerized by what you see. But when at least listening to radio, you got to think. And we got to get people thinking, and we got to get them thinking fast.
Yes, sir. If I could just say this before you hang up with me. In the movie Braveheart, when he's saying, hold, hold, that's how we have to be. We have to hold and we have to be ready to strike, but we have to hold and hold, and we cannot be scared to strike. There's going to be good men go down with the ship, but God has prepared us for this. We are the Gideon warrior elite. Thank you, sir.
God bless, but I don't do the last thing we want, of course, is violence. But what we want to do is get the people in the military and the people police to understand they've sworn an oath of allegiance to the Constitution. And we have people in Washington, D.C., who don't believe in the Constitution, who hate the Constitution, and an awful lot of them are sitting in Congress and in our courts and certainly in the White House today. Well, let's go to Ed, who's calling from... Well, anyway, go right ahead, Ed. You're from Oklahoma, huh?
Yes.
Well, go right ahead.
I was just wondering if you had heard. I couldn't get shortwave this morning. Sometimes the frequencies go haywire out here. But I tuned over at Neil Hortz, and he had a story on today about a school in New Jersey, and he had sound clips from it, and where a teacher... is teaching little kids, you know, you tell by their voices it had to be a grammar school, teaching little kids either a chant or a rap about the virtues of Barack Hussein Obama. And someone caught it, obviously on a cell phone camera, and it hit the web, and I heard that there was a blurb about it on Fox. I don't have a computer, and I don't have cable or satellite. So, I just wanted to make you aware of that this speaker had the author of this thing, and he's some kind of a author of a book or something, and she was there, and on the video they had some kind of a display in there. Obviously, she's either pushing a book or her song or something of this sort. And I just thought I'd try to make you aware of that.
All right. I really appreciate your calling, Ed. I really haven't heard about it. Maybe somebody else out there in the audience has. I've spent all day today working on my latest newsletter on the H1N1 unnecessary vaccination, because you see the epidemic is already peaking out. It's peaking out as we speak. It's already peaked out in California. The incidence of new cases is falling off. It's fallen off in parts of New England and certainly in Maine. But they can't tell the people the epidemic is already over, because they want to give 4 mercury shots to children less than 10 years old to destroy their minds. And that's exactly what Bertrand Russell said on page 53 of his book, The Impact of Science on Society, where he said, by the use of diet, injections, and injunctions, we'll be able to mold the minds of the children. Well, they want to do as much damage as they can. But what we need to do is let people understand these people hate children and want to destroy their minds, which is why 1 in every 6 children in America today has a neurodevelopmental abnormality, and almost every child has had damage to their brains. Okay, anything else, Ed, before we let you go? I guess we lost Ed. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. First half hour, going to be open lines. Last half hour, if God is with us, we'll be with Chuck Baldwin. And who do we have on here? We have, who's calling?
This is Elizabeth from Maryland.
Elizabeth, it's good to have you with us. I don't know, my producer blocked you out, so I couldn't see who you were. Go right ahead.
Well, as you know, I also have a program on GCN.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, then I know what Elizabeth is. As you go right ahead.
Yes, and as you know, we often have you on our program, and we will be having you before too long. You really are the expert on the eugenics and the control. And I listened to the first few minutes, and it was so powerful, because I really had heard just a few innuendos about the situation with the farmers there in California and our food supply. So you really updated me. And if I might, I would like to also invite the listeners to hear our program, The Divided Kingdom, on shortwave on Friday evenings on 5.070 megahertz at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Now, I want you to repeat that, because you have to tell people at least twice before they can remember it. They get
their
pens
and
pens out. Go right ahead.
That is 5.070 WWCR at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday evenings. And, of course, Dr. Stan, you have advised us and helped us with our program. You helped me with my books, and I hope soon we'll have a short book coming. It will be called Hope for the Years Ahead. But I didn't call for the reason to promote our program, but we're involved in the same work, and I know that you undoubtedly feel like I do that we're at a very serious juncture. And I've been talking the last few evenings about the Hastings Center with Peter Orszag, now the White House Budget Director, sending his deputy Philip Ellis to the Hastings Center, this Rockefeller-connected eugenics center in Garrison, New York. And we fear that euthanasia will be pushed under this new title, bioethics. And with the other advisor, Ezekiel Emanuel, he's a Hastings Center fellow. And, of course, Peter Singer, that notorious person who would like to kill little babies when they're born. We really have great reservations, and I'd like you to comment on whether these reservations of fear that Hitler's precedent, the T4 starting with killing the crippled children, whether this could ever come to America, Dr. Stan.
Well, and not only is coming to America, it's already come to America. I'll never forget when I was in my training and went to a place where they had mentally defective children up in Santa Rosa, and the orthopedist there told me that when he could come there, why, of course, the mentally defective children, if they got pneumonia, they simply put them by an open window so they get pneumonia and die. We've sterilized well over 100,000 people here in America without their permission. There's a great new DVD out called MAFA 21. You'll want to get that. Hang on, we'll be right back. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The MagnetiCare cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com. RxMagnets.com or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call, and we have until the half hour, when, of course, I hope we'll have Pastor Chuck Baldwin coming on with us for the last half hour. But George is calling, talking about this report that's on the web, that apparently that given the experimental H1N1 vaccine to sailors on several ships, and at least on one of them, why it had killed one of the officers and killed several people on the ship. The ship is quarantined. It's been brought to a quarantine coming into port. There are all sorts of doctors on board. It's a great story. The question is it true? I hear all these stories about, oh, my goodness, they're going to put RFID particles into the H1N1 vaccine, and that, of course, is going to be utilized to, you know, they can identify you with these chips. I just doesn't sound quite right. Then, of course, we hear other stories of why they're going to be there. The troops are going to be there with their bayonets and round people up who won't be vaccinated. And I believe that they're trying to give us a lot of disinformation. We're going to have to wait and see, George, as far as this story of the six sailors, where it's true. But understand that they're feeding us disinformation. They want us to pick up these stories, and then they can discredit us, just like they did with poor old Dan Rather. And of course, I don't have a lot of sympathy for Dan Rather, but he got the short stick on that one. They fed him faulty information on George Bush and his military service to actually change the thrust of the discussion from, did George Bush, you know, cheat when he was supposed to be going to Vietnam and not do his National Guard service, to why did Dan Rather put out faulty information? Sort of techniques they use all the time. So I just don't know what to tell you.
Well, there's one thing that I have verified, and I think it's a pretty sick joke, the fact that the U.S. Swine flu batch number is 666 this year.
Well, let me tell you that what nobody is telling you is that the swine flu epidemic has peaked. And of course, if you have access to a computer, why you go up there and you just put in your search engine a CDC H1N1 surveillance. That's CDC H1N1 surveillance. It'll come up. There's a map there. And you can pull down that map, but you pull up all the previous maps, and they've been tracking this. They just love color coding. And you can see that in July, you know, there was a little bit of the swine flu out all across the country, and then it began to centralize in certainly in California and Maine, and I believe it's like
Dr. Stan?
Yeah.
Isn't that the chicken asking the fox what's for dinner?
Well, but you see, they want themselves to know what's going on. How many people do you really think go to their surveillance center? The truth of the matter is why their figures actually show that the epidemic has actually peaked in California. It's peaked in Maine. It's peaked in Long Island. It's declining. And, of course, now it's sweeping throughout the southern states. And certainly by the middle of next month, when the vaccine is available, why the epidemic will be almost over. Most people have contracted the disease, be immune to it, and there's nothing to worry about. So, yes, certainly we have to be concerned about whether they put out the truth. But I think in this instance, because this only circulates among other people, has anybody told you the epidemic's almost over?
I've not found a sick person yet this year.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of people who have been ill, but the epidemic is very mild. I mean, most of the people, or many of the people, have no symptoms, or they have an ache, or they have a runny nose. And, yeah, a lot of people here in California, now across the southern states right now, certainly in the colleges, where there's a great deal of disease. But it's very mild. You get over it in a couple of days, and a lot of people don't have any symptoms. Whereabouts do you live?
Indiana.
All right, fine. Well, it hasn't really got up in Indiana yet. You'll have your turn. It's a mild disease. Don't worry about it. I'm worried about the vaccine and its effect on children, because they want to give children less than 10 years of age, even children who the vaccine manufacturers say don't use this, before 4 years of age, they want to start giving the vaccine from 6 months on, and destroy the minds of those children. That's,
I got 17 grandkids.
Would you tell them not to take that vaccine under any circumstances, or you'll disown them?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I'll be listening.
God bless them. Thanks very much. Let's go to Chuck, who's calling from Salinas. Hi, Chuck. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. How about yourself?
As well as can be expected under the dire circumstances, what can we do for you?
I happened to hear a couple of your callers talking earlier about something there wasn't any confirmation on. And then WorldNetDaily.com, Joseph Parra addressed those two issues. The first one was about having American troops in Pittsburgh, and it stated that there's 2,500 U.S. American troops in there under the guise and protection of riot control, which is totally against Fossa Comitatus.
Well, then I think we ought to bring a lawsuit against them, and we need a good lawyer to do it. What we need to do is understand that the people in the federal government don't believe in the Constitution or our laws.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and we have with us Pastor Chuck Baldwin from Pensacola, Florida. And, of course, Chuck was the Constitution Party presidential candidate last year. And, of course, he got the conspiracy of silence from the media, which you would expect. We have a controlled media. I asked him what the problems were. Chuck expressed what I really believe, and that is there's a very real danger of a nuclear war. And of course, it's going to involve, should they start probably with Israel and Iran, and then, of course, when wars start, they have a tendency to spread. He talks about, of course, the fall and destruction of the American dollar, which would, of course, just totally destroy our economy. He talks about the forced vaccination that we're seeing, and certainly the efforts in New York. People are actually being told, healthcare workers, that if you don't take the vaccine, you're going to lose your job, you're going to lose your pension, you've got to take it. And I'm just hoping that nobody's going to take it. And of course, he talks about the importance of survival food and survival products. But of course, he stresses the importance of a personal relationship with our Lord. Well, now, Chuck, what do you think about happening politically? Are there any glimmers of hope on the horizon as far as the politics? Certainly the Republican-Democrat Party are both controlled by the establishment. What can the average individual out there personally do?
All right. I think there are some encouraging signs. I've been doing a lot of traveling, and I've noticed that at the state and local level, there is a groundswell of support for constitutional government. They recognize the tyranny that seems to be emerging at the federal level. They recognize the danger of this H1N1 vaccination that's untested, unproven, in which the vast majority of medical community is not even going to take it. They recognize the importance of the Second Amendment. I was just up at Montgomery for a Tea Party rally up there, and man, those people were really excited about the message that I brought. They took all of our materials. They bombarded me with questions and enthusiasm and so forth. I just got back from Oklahoma a week or so ago. Same story there. I've been in Montana. I had a tremendous meeting up in Montana. Everywhere I've gone, people have responded with tremendous enthusiasm, and I think the glimmer of hope that you ask about is at the state level. And the encouraging thing there is a number of state legislatures that have recently enacted state sovereignty resolutions. Two states have gone beyond that. The states of Tennessee and Montana have actually passed into law a Firearms Freedom Act, which, of course, is going to now be tested in the courts. But what those bills actually do is circumvent the federal control over the sale and purchase of firearms in those two states by removing the Commerce Clause provision, which is always the provision that's used for all of this usurpation of states' rights, in order to give their citizenry the freedom to purchase and to own firearms without federal permission. So that's going on as we speak, and I really think that the more detrimental things become, I believe the more people are going to begin to look to state sovereignty, state independence, autonomy, et cetera. So I really think that we could be on the verge, Dr. Stan, of a second American Revolution, in the sense that the colonies breaking free from this draconian usurpation of power by the crown, and willing to say, as Thomas Jefferson said in the Declaration of Independence, that these states are of right and ought to be free and independent states. And I think that free and independent state movement is beginning to take hold across the country. We'll see what happens.
Well, you know, Cynthia, I don't know whether you were in Oklahoma or you ran into Senator Brogdon there, but you should know he's running for governor. And then we find Judge Roy Moore running for governor in Alabama. There's a woman we've interviewed from Tennessee who's running for governor. And all across America, but of course the media will never tell you this, but there's a stirring of patriotism unparalleled in the 47 years I've been involved in this battle. And I am guardedly optimistic. I think that certainly this massive march that they had in Washington, D.C. on the 12th, you know, and of course everything was done to play it down. I mean, the major media doesn't want the American people to know that most people value freedom and do not believe, of course, what is going on today. And, of course, what we need to do is get them taught about the Constitution.
Right.
So, basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Pastor Chuck Baldwin, well, there's nobody who could answer it better than he can. Our telephone number would be 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California and 1-888-24-LIBERTY out across the United States. And Sydney, you know, there are a lot of people who talk about, oh my goodness, we're going to have to take up arms. That's how we're going to take America back. How do you respond to those people?
Yeah, you never know. It could come to that. But at this point, that's not where we're at. You know, a long time before the armed revolution took place in 1775 and 6, there were many, many years of work and labor that was done in a peaceful manner. And I think that's exactly where we are now. I think that there's still much that can be done legislatively and politically. When we can awaken the states and the governors and the legislatures and so forth to these issues, and you mentioned Randy Brogdon and Roy Moore and so many others of these men who are really on the front of the battle. These guys really do know what's going on. They're committed to the same things that you and I are committed to. They, in their heart of hearts, they believe in the Constitution, they believe in liberty, and they're willing to take that fight to the state legislature, to the governor's mansion, whatever it may happen to be. And I think that if people will get out there at the state and local level, find these candidates, Dr. Stan, look, you know, as you said, the media isn't going to let us know about them, but they're there. Find out who they are, where they are, what office they're running for, and then support them. And if we could elect a generation of principled, just rabid freedom lovers, constitutionalists at the state and local level, I still think there is a lot of hope for freedom in this country. But it's not going to come from Washington, D.C. It's going to come from and through the states.
And I think that most people in this country value freedom. Of course, we all like to believe that the government can provide for us from the cradle to the grave. And isn't Social Security wonderful? But trouble is, Social Security is a Ponzi scheme, and it's bankrupt. And Medicare is wonderful, but it's a Ponzi scheme, and it's bankrupt. And pretty soon, they're going to have to pass legislation to begin limiting access to health care for the elderly so that they will die. And the whole structure of our societies begin to crumble. Well, let me point out that Pastor Baldwin writes an article every single week at newswithviews.com. And you can go to newswithviews.com and pull down those articles. And how do you manage to find time to write an article every week and then, of course, do all the other things you do? I know we have a lot of people who listen to Radio Liberty listen to your sermons you have to give up every Sunday. How do you do all that?
I don't know how to answer that except that we have 24 hours in a day, and I've tried to organize my time as such as to make the most use of it, and thankfully I've been able to do a lot of things. I have a lot of help. I've got a good staff and people that are able to take delegated responsibility and help me out. But I believe we only go around one time in this life, and we've got to make it count, Dr. Stan. And I'm just doing everything I can to be a voice for constitutional government and for freedom.
Yeah, because that old adage, this life on earth will soon be passed, but it's only done what's done for Christ will last, and I believe that with all my heart. And
me too.
I think you're so fortunate to be able to maintain your ministry, because usually when somebody starts getting effective, they infiltrate the church and they try to get rid of the minister. Why? Because they don't want any religious leaders who are really effective, you know, to stay behind the pulpit. And I know a number of people who've been forced out of their churches simply because they spoke the truth. Well, right. Pastor, how long have you been at that church now?
Yeah, I think that's one of the advantages that I have here is I've been at this church now for 34 years, and so I'm ensconced in the pulpit here, and it would really take a major effort to try and not that it couldn't happen, but to this point, the people of the church have rallied around the message of truth, and they are very supportive. Now, obviously, I'm not going to sit here and say that we haven't had our share of opposition. I've lost people in the congregation, people that have become angry and offended and so forth because I dare to speak out on some of these things. But, you know, so be it. If it means offending someone or losing a contributor or whatever, I just made up my mind that as long as I could, I was going to preach the truth. And if God ever took me out of the pulpit and closed the door, so be it. But in the meantime, I'm going to take advantage of the forum that I have, and I've done it, and he's kept the door open.
Well, now, how can people actually get your website? How can they get your weekly sermons? Because I know we have a number of people who listen to them.
Right. Yeah, well, if they go to my website, it's the easiest way to do it. It's www.chuckbaldwinlive. It's all one word, Chuck Baldwin, B-A-L-D-W-I-N. Chuck Baldwin Live, that's the radio show, chuckbaldwinlive.com. They can sign up for my editorials, which are usually produced twice a week, one going out tonight and tomorrow. Usually they go out on Tuesday and Friday. They also can see where we're heard on the radio around the country. And also, our archived messages are there. The website is the best resource to... And we have a bunch of articles and news items and so forth to keep people abreast of what's going on.
And I think that's vitally important. If these articles that Chuck writes for newswithviews.com, they're on the cutting edge of what's going on. Well, Chris, we hear a lot about these so-called detention camps that have been built. Have they really been built? Are there really detention camps out there?
Well, I broached that topic on August 11th. In my column, and then I did a follow-up column on August 28. I am personally convinced that they do exist. I felt it was time that somebody such as me, with the columns that I have and so forth, go ahead and broach this topic and get it out there in the public square and let people see the evidence and analyze it and so forth. Of course, I took a lot of criticism for that one. A lot of people calling me kook and fanatic and all that kind of stuff, but, I'm used to that. But I did a lot of research into that, and I tried to be objective in the way that I wrote it. I gave my opinion that I believe that this is very, very genuine, and here is why, and here's the material. Go look at it. I gave a number of websites and resources that people could research for themselves. As to why they're doing it, we don't know yet. I've had several military people that have written to me. Not one of them, Dr. Stan, denied the existence of the internment camps. Not one. I thought that was very interesting. Most of the military men that wrote me did not see anything sinister at work. Of course, they've taken the word of their superiors, that all this is, for the well-being of our country. And so I'm sure they believe that. But they didn't deny that they exist. I had one retired Air Force colonel wrote me and told me that, he thought that those were constructed for incidents such as what happened in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. And that, would be necessary. Or maybe some kind of a massive attack of some kind against our country, would people would be displaced and things of that nature. So I had a lot of response like that. I had another Air Force officer who wrote me and told me
on no uncertain terms that he knew that these things existed, and he helped superintend over some of them, and wanted to reaffirm what I had said. So I had a lot of that kind of response. So the fact that they exist to me is pretty obvious. The people that continue to deny them, I think, are denying it because they are willfully ignorant. That's not because they can't believe, it's just they don't want to believe. But as to what they're going to use them for and what is the actual purpose, we don't know yet, because for the most part they're standing there empty.
Well, I understand why people would say no. I was involved in the battle over the AIDS epidemic for, almost 10 years. And, it took me about 7 years before I could finally acknowledge it was all about population control. It wasn't that the evidence wasn't all there. I just didn't want to believe it. And I'm sure a lot of people in the military don't want to believe that our leaders have a different agenda, and they don't believe in freedom. They are really subversives. Many of them are, frankly, subversive. They want to destroy the infrastructure of this country, to destroy agriculture and fishing and lumbering industry and automotive industry. They want to destroy our educational system. They want to destroy, the finances of this country, and they want to impoverish our people. The average person cannot believe that. But, all you need to do is point out the evidence of what's going on. And you said, you explained it to me, why we gave Chrysler to an Italian company, Fiat, so that they could build plants in Italy and in Mexico rather than the United States to produce Chrysler cars. Explain to me why that is. And they can't. And, of course, I'm sure you're well aware that they refurbished those Japanese concentration camps that were used during the Second World War. They're out in the middle of the desert there. $83 million was put out for that because they want to use them as a national park so we never forget, about how terrible it was to put American citizens in concentration camps. And then they appropriate $383 million to a subsidiary of Halliburton to build more new camps. I mean, those two are pretty well incompatible, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and I certainly agree with you that it's very difficult difficult for most all of us to believe that, there would be people in the upper echelons of our government that have the kind of motives that you just mentioned. I mean, we all want to believe that our leaders have our best interest in mind and heart, and that they may make mistakes, but they're not, intending to hurt us. I mean, I don't think anybody wants to believe that our leaders have sinister motives at heart. So I certainly understand the people that respond in this way. And that's why whenever I put out the columns, I tried to be very objective and balanced and open-minded. And I got to tell you, the response was overwhelming. And, of course, they can go to my website and they can find the archive of those columns there.
Now that's Chuck Baldwin Live.
.com.
ChuckBaldwinLive.com. Go there. Get Chuck's information. It's valid. And, of course, we need to get this out across the country. There are a few people out there that I trust. There are a lot of people there in the conservative movement. Some of them are plants. Some of them aren't well-informed. Some of them have other motives. They want your money. But Chuck Baldwin is, what you see is what you get. He's an honest man. I'm proud to call him a friend. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
6.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we hope you enjoyed our conversation with Chuck Baldwin. In the last 3 minutes, he was just expressing the fact, a feeling that I have, that an awful lot of people out there know something big is going to happen. And believe me, we are entering cataclysmic times. The America that you've known is never going to exist again. I mean, the prosperous society we've had, I mean, we're moving in from being a first world nation into being a second world nation and then into being a third world nation with a ruling elite who are very, very wealthy and everybody else impoverished. They're going to destroy the value of our currency. They know what they're doing. They're going to destroy our educational system. They've already pretty well done that. They're going to destroy farming and fishing and lumbering and industry and all the things that have made us the leading nation of the world. And they're going to establish a police state here if we let them. But the Constitution is still the law of the land. You've got to learn the Constitution. You've got, of course, to take a stand, and you've got to become involved. And so if you're out there, why, this is the time. This is the call to arms, but not with weapons. The call is, of course, to join us in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And to understand this is a spiritual battle, and that's why you need my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, or my talk, and you need to watch the Forbidden Secret and the Financial Armageddon talks. They're good background. Pat Wood's talk on the Trilateral Commission, certainly the Secret Mystery series of DVDs, and then simply get yourself prepared for the difficult times. Do you have an adequate supply of food? Do you have your Berkey water filters? Have you laid in a supply of certainly of health products? The selenium and magnesium and the other things that we offer, we use ourselves on a regular basis. You know, to protect yourself from the flu, you ought to have large doses of vitamin D3 and allobiotic and resveratrol. They do help to prevent infection and boost the immune system. And then, of course, one of the things we've just started carrying here, which I think is a good idea here in California, why you can't have a weapon in the house is loaded. So what? Why bother to have a weapon? Well, you can't have it if it's in a lockbox. And we're carrying a lockbox, as you legal in California. They're called V-line boxes. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and look under the banners. That's V-line boxes, or if you just give us a call and we'll send you the brochures. And I mean, I got a couple of them, that, and I'm really pleased with them. Of course, I wouldn't market something if I didn't believe it was good in quality, and it's a little pricey, but they're well worth it just to know that you have a weapon you may need to protect yourself and your family. We're moving into violent times, and I fear sooner we're going to begin to see the breakdown of law and order in this country, because that's what they want. I mean, they have encouraged illegal aliens to come in. They've encouraged the band, the gangs to come in, and the criminal element from other countries. And here in California, we're going to release maybe a fifth or a quarter of our criminal element. We're going to just start releasing the criminals. What madness is that? Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, we hope that you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs on the Internet there 9 hours a day. Or you can get yourself an inexpensive satellite and listen to them. Or you can listen to them on shortwave or Internet. But listen, get educated, and then learn how to approach other people. Ask them questions. Why are they building those detention camps? Oh, didn't you know where there's one of them? Just out of Las Vegas, just out of Henderson, Nevada. Sure. Well, we've got a DVD. It's called America Behind Barbed Wire. Sure, you can actually see them. Get our material on the planned police state or the concentration camp special. Got great information and documentation. Get people to think, even if they don't want to think. Because the best thing you can do, of course, is get people concerned, and hopefully they'll come to know the Lord. And that's what it's really all about, because without a great revival, this country will never survive. And what we need is another Jonathan Edwards. I don't know where he's coming from. Our job is to be there to help him. And then please pray for America.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people...